Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha e komo mai, this is Lana, welcoming you to another session of the Coconut Wireless, broadcasting from Station Aloha in the Pacific Northwest. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This week's energies are all about sprouting, being aroused, excited, and inspired to rise to new challenges, precipices in our experience, but with courage in trusting our intuition. We will negotiate these perceived dangers as no dangers at all, just an expansion, a sprouting, if you will, of a new you. The beginning of a new cycle has arrived. It wears no disguise. It is real, tender, delicate, and vulnerable. Just as you are. A seed you planted in the past and have almost forgotten has sprouted. As it rises from the depth of soul memory, it comes to you now with excitement and passion. Don't become turned off in that. Along with it is some confusion. And this confusion is wrought only from surprise. Like many new ventures, the way forward is not showing in clarity. You can't yet see it, but you can feel it. It's this lack of clear vision that is causing some confusion as to how to move forward and what or who to let go of and decide what will stay to be nurtured and protected in this cycle of new growth. Don't let your emotions take you off track. Muster all your energies and call on your hidden strengths. They're there and will be accessed through using and trusting your intuition. You are called upon to change your way of thinking about what is real and what is fantasy. It's here your intuition is at its zenith, and as long as you trust it, you will move beyond any doubt or fear. Your hopes, skills, and desires have joined together to awaken and bring to life this new growth cycle. Be gentle with yourself and protect this delicate and vulnerable beginning by gathering your strength through a rigid examination of your truth. This new cycle has begun because of your past hard work, and you're having, knowingly or not, let go of expectations. That is the magic of creation. No expectations. And therefore you didn't cloud your vision by projecting a future outcome. This is what has supplied the fertile field for the seed of passion, creation, and love to open to new growth. As you gather your forces, look deep into the areas of your being where you are most self-confident. From this point of view, you can tap into the voice of your inner wisdom, your intuition. Intuition is a gateway to the divine. In trusting this voice, you are open to receiving the wisdom to keep you safe and on the mark. You can call this source what you will. You can identify the voice as a guide, a teacher, or angels. Whatever name you give it, it is here for you now to listen in, to tune in. If you feel confused, gather your courage. Dip into your inner sage or reach out to a wise person in your tribe to assist in sorting out the messages. Once you make the approach, have respect. Listen and act on what you hear. In this way, you keep your channels of reception open. Thunder and rain are coming simultaneously. It is loud and difficult to hear. Listen to the thunder and seek shelter from the rain. With new growth comes unfamiliar risks. Mate your courage and your intuition. Pause for a moment of reflection and then make your move. Many things are in disarray around you. Friendships, relationships, and the inner workings of your community and tribe are all trying to find their balancing point. Let them be, and don't try to fix anything. You have new growth to attend to. While digging deep into your intuitive self, these situations will reconcile without your interference. In fact, were you to step away from this new growth to deal with the confusion, you would keep these situations from finding their natural order in this new cycle. That brings with it the potential of strength and abundance, and would diminish and likely slip away while you are left grasping only at air. Stand your ground now. There will surely be obstacles showing on your path, but these are temporary, like a thunderstorm. It comes, shakes the earth, and then goes, leaving moist, fertile ground that has been prepared to birth the new. In humility, see your place between earth and heaven and realize that with this cycle comes the nourishment of your inner being and a long-awaited evolution of spirit and self. Align with the greater good for all, including yourself, and the way will be made clear and imbued with a great and deep breadth of knowledge. You are experiencing the birth of something new, however difficult and dangerous a birth it may be. It is the birth of a new perspective and a new way of thinking that will allow you to persevere and succeed. Perseverance in facing the coming storm of activity will deliver abundance and joy, which will lead to a brilliant completion. In business, find the gifted helpers to work with and advise you. In your personal relationships, communicate openly and with a fresh approach to the truth you see and feel. Leave denial by the wayside and freely take counsel with trusted friends or teachers. In this way, you are protecting the vulnerability of this new way, this new plan, with understanding gained from experiencing your own vulnerability. This will lead you to the delicate path within where love resides. You are certain to find some struggle with this juxtaposition of major forces in your life. This struggle comes with the meeting of the light and dark forces. The forces of light will open you to a loving sense of self, while the dark forces will use the ego to attempt to take you off this evolutionary path. Trust the inner voice of truth that comes from your inner knowing. It is this truth that will carry you to a higher level of knowledge, insight, and success. The problems and obstacles you are encountering will be brief. Let them run their course and then make your move. This time may well be felt as a difficult rite of passage, and it is. It will require diligence and patience. Patience with yourself. What comes easily usually doesn't last. Your magic will be found in your ability to make a relationship with the difficulties and disassemble them from the inside out. In this way, what is sprouted will grow and bring with it maturity in emotions and spirit. Your trust in your intuition is made stronger by taking action on what you feel and hear. This cycle is here to bring healing to you and to all around you. By your taking action, it will be felt and activated, and you will join with like souls to bring harmony and peace to our entire non-geographical tribe. We are one. All is in the perfect order as we enter this new golden age. Trust it. Trust that it is there and it is real. Call for it. Embrace it, and it will be yours in multitudes of love and abundance. Risk is your ally. Let fear be your fuel. What you hear is the call to your warrior self, to protect your precious creations. feelings and ideas that will carry you gracefully into the cycle being laid before you. You are blessed. Be grateful. And raise your sword of truth to any obstacle that comes your way. Enjoy your week. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Me cabe yo caúa la acu.